Good morning. This is Ryan File from the Mail Tribune, and you're listening to the First Thing podcast. If this is your first time here, I'm here most weekdays running down our day's top stories. There are plenty of ways to tune in on our site, mailtribune.com, or on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher. Here are the top stories for Thursday, March 29th, 2018. First up, enforcement of Medford's new ordinance designed to wrangle stray shopping carts starts April 1st, placing new demands on stores to deter what city leaders say has become an eyesore downtown. By Sunday, stores are required to display signs on their premises and on every shopping cart that removing carts from the property is illegal. The signs also must include information about the owner of the cart and a phone number to report the cart has been abandoned. The city historically has footed the cost and furnished the labor to remove store carts that were abandoned around town, which cost it $10,000 in 2017, according to an estimate by Medford Police and the Medford Parks and Recreation Department. Starting April 1st, quote, "Anyone who is found in possession of a cart that has been unlawfully appropriated is subject to being cited or arrested for the crime of theft," said a press release from the city about the new shopping cart rules. Next up, state fish and wildlife managers are mulling whether to drop a scheduled fee increase for fishing and hunting licenses in 2021, and possibly even roll back some fees next year, thanks to what they call better-than-expected revenues and a leaner budget. And that's not an early April Fool's joke. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife is rolling out its 2019 to 2021 draft budget, which includes the potential fee rollback, as well as an option to enact the raises as planned and put the money toward enhancing current programs. Other possibilities include cutting some 2019 costs for fishing and hunting licenses, which were increased in 2016, and this year under a three-step fee hike enacted by the 2015 Oregon legislature. The agency will offer its potential budget package, which it bills as largely similar to the current two-year budget, during public meetings across Oregon during the first 2 weeks of April. And that's it for today. Be sure to check out full versions of these stories at our website, mailtribune.com. And if you want to stay connected to us throughout the day, be sure to follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Have a great day.